Glenn Schofield is joining us. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. It's always a monster week up here at the Gold Coast, but there's races everywhere. You made the decision to stay home and ride some nice horses there today.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, Glenn. Firstly, I want to ask you about Liverpool. Can they bounce back against Brighton?
Oh,
I know you're a massive Liverpool fan.
Brighton's obviously been a bit of a surprise package in the Premier League this year. And Liverpool obviously sitting on top. So a loss to Man City last week would be nice to bounce back with a win, especially now that Matt Ryan's not playing.
Exactly.
Tremendous for them this season.
And we lost that FA Cup match during the week when we played a reserve side, Andrew, so we're going to forget about
This isn't Big Sports Breakfast weekend, right?
I'm just getting ready for tomorrow, Andrew. Hey, look, we've got Glenn's got some terrific rides. So, Glenn, we've lost Perret out of race 7. He's been scratched, but
you've
still got a good book of rides. Kick off in race 4 with C. Hampton. She's third up. I thought she loomed up to win last start, probably just tired late. This looks a perfect race for her.
Yeah, the winner really got a charmed run along the fence and just had to dash for 100 metres and get his head in front. And, of course, C. Hampton, as you say, third up, Softgate, race looks ideal.
Yeah. Marsupial in the summer sprint comes off two unplaced runs at stakes level, but had a little gap in between runs and a trial behind Invincible Star, Glenn, at Warwick Farm. He was trucking behind Invincible Star in that trial. Looked really good and sharp.
That's right. He really did trial well. But the race looks like it's fallen away a bit with a couple of the scratchings. So it's only a small field, but look, he's been trialing supremely well. And look, he's going to run really well too.
Yeah, it's only the five runners, but he's a versatile horse. Glenn, he's raced on pace, come from off pace. I guess you just settle where you're comfortable today.
Yeah, 100%. Look, I'm predicting there'll be a bit of speed. Frolic rolled along pretty strong in her trial. Juggle Edge, well, we know what he does. So look, he'll be probably given a little bit of a start now that he's got the outside barrier in the small field. But his trial was nice to look at.
Exactly, yeah. Devil's Lair is your mount in race 6. And look, these staying races, they're difficult because there's so many chances each and every week. But one thing about Devil's Lair, Glenn, he's really racing consistently. And you got a good look at him last start. You rode the winner, Tenero, who looked to have Devil's Lair's measure, but he fought back really hard, Devil's Lair.
He did. Look, it was a hard-fought victory for Tenero because Devil's Lair just wouldn't sit down and wouldn't go away. And that's what you want in a staying horse, you know, something that's got obviously a lot of stamina and desire. He seems to fit those two criteria pretty well. Look, he's drawn pretty softly as well for that type of race, so we can just lob him where he's comfortable. And he's in great form. His last two starts have been a win and a second.
Yeah,
tough
horse.
Suited, so a lot to like about that.
Yeah, tough horse, Devil's Lair. Glenn, what do we make of Green Sweet in race 8? If you go on his Goulburn Cup run, three runs back, he's over the odds here.
I think so. Look, he's won over a little bit further as well than the 1500 today. Be interesting to hear Danny's comments about the horse. Look, he's, as you say, his Goulburn Cup run behind Interlocutor and Fabrizio. I mean, they're proven Saturday and great stakes runners. And then his run at Rose Hill when they went really, really slowly probably didn't suit him at all. And then his next start was on a heavy track. So, you could give him a couple of excuses there. I'd love to be able to give a big push from Danny in the parade. Before the race. So, I'm keen to get on him and see what he can do for me.
Exactly, yeah. In the last, you were on two horses. Cyber Intervention, the fifth emergency, won't get a run. So you will ride Mutarakam. Now, he's mixing his distances a little bit, but racing consistently. Tough horse, Glenn.
Tough horse. He's had a couple of weeks between runs. A tough run at Warwick Farm on a heavy track. You couldn't really see it on the film, but you know, in the run I was watching and he seemed to get tightened for two or three strides just before they straightened into the home run, and he just couldn't peg back the winner. But certainly an effort that'll allow him to run really well today. A little freshen up back a furlong or so in distance. I think he'll run well.
Yeah, terrific. Five good rides today, Glenn. Your best?
Look, I think probably Marsupial looks probably the best. He's really got stronger form than he's racing against today. And look, on his day, he can certainly rattle off some sectionals. But as you said, I've got some really nice rides. But if one or two of the others get up as well, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Might set the tone for a Liverpool win on the weekend.
It would be nice. Two losses on the bounce, and we won't mention the cricket at the moment.
Oh, no, we'll move on. Okay, conversation ends now, Andrew, with the cricket.
Yes.
Hey, look, Glenn, thanks for that. Best of luck this afternoon at Randwick.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.